stock prices plunged earlier this year when the U.S. Central Bank said it might gradually reduce stimulus efforts. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke said a strengthening economy would eventually no longer need the boost it gets from a huge program of bond purchases.
If the incoming data supports the view that the economy is able to sustain a reasonable cruising speed, we will ease the pressure on the accelerator by gradually reducing the pace of purchases.
The National Association for Business Economics says its economists see growth improving this year, rising to a 3% annual rate next year. The group's survey of its members says stronger growth means less need for stimulus this year and makes cuts nearly certain next year. National Defense University professor Nayantara Hensel designed the survey.
The bulk of our panelists think there's an 80% probability that the Fed is going to taper off in 2014.
The Fed has been trying to boost economic growth since the recession sharply increased unemployment. First, it cut short-term interest rates to nearly zero and pledged to keep them ultra-low until unemployment falls to 6.5% or lower. Then it created a second program to cut long-term interest rates, making it easier for families to borrow money for new homes and easier for businesses to raise capital for new equipment. Under the program, the Fed is buying $85 billion in securities each month, so cutting that stimulus would reduce those purchases. Hensel says not all the data supports a cutback.
We're seeing sort of some economic growth, but not as sudden and as significant as one might expect.
And a survey of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants shows some members are worried that renewed wrangling over taxes and government spending in Congress could discourage investments needed for growth. Gary Lubin, CEO of Centerphase Solutions, helped organize the survey and spoke to VOA via Skype.
The debt ceiling, sequestration, issues around patent protections and some international business practice all really sort of create a certain level of uncertainty, which leads to some apprehension or some holding back of items, you know, just for example, capital spending.
Top officials of the U.S. Federal Reserve are scheduled to meet next Tuesday and Wednesday for debate on economic policy. On Wednesday, Bernanke is scheduled to meet with journalists to explain the changes, if any, in the bank's strategy. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.